Anthony Mannix is 49 years old and has had his life described as difficult. He has had frequent stays at Rozelle Psychiatric Hospital over the past 25 years. During recent years, life has become more settled for him. He lives in his house at Blackheath in the Blue Mountains and is still engaged in creative activities.
On Anthony Mannix. So what, you may ask? Here he is. More of his scribbles and his irrational writing. It never makes sense. The grammar is atrocious. He must misspell his words on purpose. Just when it seems you have found something, you have lost it. Is this the way his mind works? Or is he doing this to you on purpose? Look, look. There he is again, writing about things he's got no idea of. He doesn't even use the words properly. He's trying to reinvent them. He will just twist them his way. Bad luck about what they mean. A scratching on a blackboard. Plenty of fingernails screaming, "What black warrior? What black world?" The eyes are fixed on what you'll never see. Don't try, you won't be able to understand. A dark figure is nearby, on the march, signifying journey or coming demise. But there is an abundance of demise here. The bottomless pit walks out of a dark alleyway, quoting apparitions of the new moon. One must notice all those teeth like great broken lamb bones. As for the pit, the more you look, the more the pit. A black populated entity that looks as if it's composed from shredded bats. The background is a myriad of light bulbs. The head is five times the size of the body and intensely labelled with power words. All in all, there is a shrill sound coming from between this entity's teeth that makes you simultaneously both love it and want to stamp on it and put it in the trash. Life has been one step at a time against and ahead of logic, which is not the same as reality. Reality is entirely subjective. It's made. It's a manufactured article according to what we need. The angel has a banshee for a mouth, and girlies living in its wings like lice. When you look after images of the ghosts in your life trouble, but you realize they are after images. No respite, though. This angel seems puzzled, as if taken a wrong turn on the highway. In victorious flight like a Martian, his hands grow out of his body three times as fast as his legs. They are having a mania. So is he. But is a mania in the cold tungsten confine of reality and not for flight's sake. Yet another angel, implacable logic like a plum. She wears polka dot breeches with a fly. The wingspan is small, but she can still leave the ground with a whoosh. Big, haunting, kind eyes full of ashes and love. She has no trouble working out which way to fly. She just goes the direction her breast point. Flesh pounded upwards into earth. Red coals ground downwards into ice. Life ground down into mummification. Confusion speared upwards into thought. The melting flesh, the molten earth, the acerbic breath of nowhere, the hidden warm, eatable lair of nothingness. I feel a dinosaur that needs a fucking. A face with its conical witch's nose pointing to the full moon walks on spongy, wiry legs, arms out of cranium and chin. I can't help thinking of an intellectual cockroach with letters after its name. A large eye seems to be strutting by on plasticky, springy legs, looking directly at you. If you had any secrets, you do not now. Then you notice a nose. It's like the Eiffel Tower. A mouth also appears, with which a startled man is being devoured, or perhaps caressed. A small black cloud of tungsten floats meaningfully by. An explosion of the feminine, large kill zone, massive buttocks, prodigious breasts, sized like tree trunks, all bound up in the captivity of nylon. The study of a head, an orange scream embedded in a grass-green glacier. Pellets of mad a whip about like asteroids, clash. A sea of dots make the pictures both electric and narcotic.
Hey!